Let's turn our attention now to the pandemic and continuing news out of the FDA and some encouraging news that we got out of Moderna yesterday as well. Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani joins us for the latest updates on the COVID-19 pandemic. Anjali.
That's right, Miles. And we know that the FDA really just at the 11th hour last night came down with the expected emergency use authorization tweaks for both Moderna and Pfizer, allowing that third shot, that booster jab, for immunocompromised individuals. Now, that's just one part of the process. The next part is the CDC Advisory Committee, which is meeting today in about an hour to start the discussion and then eventually vote on what that definition is going to be of immunocompromised individuals. Meanwhile, the Centers for Medicare and Medicare Services already announced that Medicare members will be allowed to get that that third jab if they qualify, if they are immunocompromised. Now, this, the definition that's been loosely used in reports is individuals who either have cancer or other diseases that suppress their immunity, are on medications that suppress their immunity, or are organ donor recipients. So all of those should be part of the conversation, and we'll have more on that later. But as it stands right now, two companies at least have been given the green light to go ahead for that booster shot.
And at the same time, there's this new study, as we get concerned about the Delta variant, there seems to be a new study that the Moderna shot, as it exists, is somewhat effective against the Delta variant. What do we know about that? And what do we know about, is there anything we can extrapolate about that study for Pfizer, since they're both mRNA vaccines?
Right. Well, we've already heard this from both companies, that they know that their vaccine does protect 6 months out. This study that came out just verifies that information. We'd already heard from both companies that this was true. But what it does set up is the conversation about durability. We know that we're talking about vaccine mandates and others right now around the country, whether it is at the state level or at the school level or even with companies. And so speaking of that, we know that Indiana University just yesterday won a legal battle with Supreme Justice Amy Coney Barrett, deciding to side with the university against 8 students who were trying to overturn a vaccine mandate that goes into effect this fall semester. So the repercussions for that are that 90,000 students and 40,000 employees will have to get their vaccines or lose either their classes or their jobs as a result. There are religious and medical exemptions for that, and those who qualify will have to get tested twice a week as a result. Meanwhile, we're hearing from Facebook, who is now going to push back a return to office until next year, following suit from Amazon and Lyft. And those companies are just the first after delaying a return to office because of the Delta variant. So a lot going on there, and keeping a watch on how the vaccine mandates stack up and help to increase vaccination rates here in the country.
All right, Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani with the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic.